And it's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I'm Lon Tay. He's Jeremy Warner. It is 4:05. And we're going to switch from baseball, switch from basketball. We're talking some Sprint Cup. Is that cool?
Yeah.
I love it, man. I get fired up about this. And Bob Sargent from Macon Speedway joining us now. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. Thank you. I short notice. You jumped on with us. We appreciate it. And we're going to talk a little bit about your area, your place, Macon Speedway. Let's start out with that. You guys still have a few events left, right?
Yeah, the season's winding down. You know, it's a fall here. Football started, so racing season winds down. We have two races left. Two Saturdays, this coming Saturday and the 24th.
Okay.
Two different types of racing also, so the fans can see a variety yet. This Saturday is our championship night with all of our divisions racing stock cars, late models, modified sportsman, street stock, and our four-cylinder Hornets. Most of the divisions have specials this weekend, so it will be an exciting weekend with point standings very close. Then the following weekend, the 24th, we have our open wheels with midgets and mini sprints for all you open wheel fans,
yep,
along with our modifieds and our Hornets and street stock. So two big Saturdays left.
And Bob, this is where a lot of these guys that we talk about on the national level, this is where they start out, right? Right on the dirt.
It is. A lot of them started out here in the dirt or some small tracks in their local hometowns, and they make a career out of it and make it to the big time.
And you just – oh, you didn't, but they just had the World 100s, right, the late models. How did that go?
It went very well. You know, a lot of cars, good race, and a big crowd. That place is just, one of our Super Bowls for our
right.
dirt late model racing, and Tony Stewart being involved over there, we're glad to see him doing well.
Well, we've got the chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup. That is starting this week in Chicago, a track that, believe it or not, ironically 7 miles from Jeremy Warner's home, which is pretty cool.
And Bob, I know that's big time. A lot of people come through the area. How important is that to have that kind of a big race now in the area, in Illinois, at the Chicagoland Speedway?
It is big. You know, NASCAR has done a lot for our whole industry and our motorsports in general. And whenever we bring it to Illinois, that's just one more extra that we get for the Illinois tracks.
And you've got now the sprint, which will be a 10-race, obviously, chase as we go. Now, one of the things I was kind of looking at, most of these tracks, Bob, and correct me if I'm wrong, are about a mile and a half. Of course, you sprinkle in a Talladega, which you never know what can happen there, the one big crash. You also have Martinsville, an easy place to fall a lap down there. So that could those two places could mean a lot for the chase. But for the 1.5 mile track, does that favor one of these 12 drivers?
Well, you know, this year, I think, and you hear a lot of the talk shows and a lot of the drivers say, too, this year is probably one of the most equal chases that we have. And not only are the drivers are important, a lot of the chatter this year in the talk is that the teams, the crew chiefs, the tire changers, strategy, and all that comes into play much more this year than it ever has. So it's always been a team sport, but boy, this year it really does. So maybe not only favors one certain driver, but it definitely favors a couple of the different teams.
Got it. And of course, the chase, I believe, started in 2004. Kurt Busch won the first one, Tony Stewart the next, and then Bob, we've been kind of bored here with Jimmy Johnson, right, for the last 5 years. I don't know if bored's the right word, but we asked you that, I believe, the last time you were on our program, that that Jimmy Johnson is a guy that I don't know if it hurt NASCAR with him winning all the time. I mean, is he just the guy you have to consider one of the favorites for this thing?
He absolutely is the guy you have to consider.
Wow.
You know, when you talk about a team, there you go. I mean, he's a great driver, cool, calm, collective, and he's got a team behind him, a great crew chief and a great car owner and an organization in Hendrick Motorsports. So he is obviously one of the top contenders.
And Bob Sargent from Macon Speedway. Of course, Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah.
finally gets back into the chase. He's still the number one most popular driver in NASCAR. It's got to mean a lot that he finally gets into this thing, and he's actually, you know, he might not win this thing, but to be competing for the Sprint Cup.
It does mean a lot. You know, you look at these 12 drivers, and they are the premier cream of the crop
right.
in the NASCAR series. NASCAR's got to be happy with the drivers they have in this chase. That's what they designed it for, for the fans to get to see the best of the best for these last races, and they've got it. So definitely a lot of people will be pulling for Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Who do you think is the top contender for Jimmy Johnson coming into this year? Who can end that five-year streak?
You know, again, looking at it this year, they are all so tough. Some of them are quiet. Some of them are loud. You know, I don't care if you look at, obviously, the Kyle Busch fans all out there. I mean, he has been one of the hottest drivers the last couple of years of NASCAR. Hasn't had a lot of luck in the chase, so he's due. Tony Stewart, always there, always a contender, a fierce competitor. So, you know, and then you got a couple of the quiet ones, whether it be the Matt Kenseth or the Carl Edwards. So just a little bit of everything in this chase this year.
Bob, if you took these drivers in this chase, and I know you know a lot of them personally, but if you took them into a room, had a beer with them, shut the door, it's just you and them, would a lot of them admit that Dale Earnhardt Jr. winning this thing would be great for the sport?
Yes, they would. Yep, they all get it. That's what's good about these drivers. They're very well-rounded, whether it be in the car, out of the car, in the public eye. Whatever they do, they just all get it. They understand what the fans want. They understand what makes things tick, and they do understand the fact of Dale Earnhardt Jr. being a fan favorite.
Talking with Bob Sargent from Macon Speedway. And Bob, does that explain Kurt Busch and why he's good for NASCAR?
I think he'd fight me.
Right, because, I mean, the fact that he's saying all these things, but it's getting on ESPN. Yep. You know, they're playing these things, when otherwise they might not.
You know, I'm sure all that's good for the sport. I mean, we see in any sport, you guys do this for a living, in any sport, a little controversy never hurts, a little character in these athletes never hurt.
That's exactly right. And speed racer, Jeff Gordon, you know, he's had an unbelievable season. I think he's won five, you know, of course, championships in the past as well, kind of in the old format. But Jeff Gordon, I mean, I you have to consider him a guy that could do this, couldn't he?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's proven for years and years and years that he's one of the best, and or if not the best. And, you know, he's back in the chase. They all equal right now. And he's got that team and that organization behind him also that we've talked about. You know, he's also with the Hendrick Motorsports team, and he's definitely going to be a contender.
Well, Bob, we're wrapping up with you, and we appreciate it. Macon Speedway, it's an easy place to get to. It's on 51 just south of Decatur, and if you haven't been there, it's a great place to go and watch racing, right?
It is. We want to invite everybody over. It's a short drive in our small Midwest community, and they can get more information at MaconRacing.com or always look us up and call us on the telephone.
Awesome. Bob Sargent, thank you. If this thing gets real heated, we might call you here in a couple weeks, have you come back on, if that's cool.
Well, I think it will get heated. That's what it's all about. Okay.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
See you now.
Thanks,
Bob Sargent, Macon Speedway. And, of course, Macon Speedway, a track that is owned by, I believe, four drivers, and I'll get in trouble by trying to name them all, but Kenny Schrader, Tony Stewart, a couple of them that own some that own the track, actually, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool. And Bob is a guy that's very well connected in the NASCAR circle. So I'm actually, and I'll tell you this, I'm actually fired up for the chase. Mm-hmm. And like I said earlier, I'm a guy that's kind of drifted a little bit away from Sprint Car and the Nationwide, et cetera. But when it comes down to this, and like you said, you had the perfect analogy with, like, the NBA.
Yeah.
Is the season's pretty long, but when the playoffs start, even I can get excited about an NBA playoff game. And that's kind of how it is. And I'm not – this isn't taking anything away from NASCAR fans, because I know there's a lot out there that could care less about baseball mm-hmm. or NBA, and this is their sport. But I actually do get excited when the chase starts.
Well, and you asked Bob the question, is Jimmy Johnson good for this sport? I always think it's great mm-hmm. when you have one dominant guy, because yep. I think it's great when you have that, like the Heat. Yeah. Everyone loves the Heat because they want to root against them. They want to see somebody else win. You know, the New England Patriots, everyone wanted to see them lose. And when the New York Giants won that Super Bowl, a lot of people were happy. That's what kind of, I think, will help with NASCAR. They want to see, I think fans want to see somebody knock yes. him off that post. And if he wins again, it'll just happen again next year. So I think that's a good thing for NASCAR. But you want guys that can actually compete with him. You want to make it, you know, the last race where it actually counts, where a couple years it hasn't.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what would even be better is if Jimmy Johnson was a donkey. You know, if you know what I'm getting at there. I mean, he's just too nice. He's yeah. too nice, and
that's why it'd be cool if Kurt Busch won.
That's
because when the bad guy wins, sometimes that's even better.
That's yeah. exactly right. And I appreciated his answer because it's true about Dale Earnhardt Jr. I think every one of these drivers would tell you that the best thing for the sport would be for Jr. to win it. And I'll tell you right now, I'm pulling for Jr. in this.
Yeah.
I am. He didn't win a race this year. I think he was only on the pole one time. I think of all these 12 drivers, Stewart and Earnhardt Jr. are the only ones that did not win a race this year. But the chase, Jeremy, is all about consistency.
Yeah.
Be consistent. Don't have the one bad race. You don't necessarily have to win, and you can win this thing.
Well, and it'd be nice to see him win, because he hasn't done a lot of that.
He hasn't
done a lot of that in his career, and he's lived off, and you know, may he rest in peace, he's lived off his dad for a long time here. He's lived off his dad's name. It'd be nice to see him do this for himself and make a name for himself.
Well, it starts this weekend, and it's at Chicagoland Speedway, 7 miles from the Warner House, so I guess if you go... You're more than welcome to camp out in the Warner yard.
Well, we got a couple acres there. My mom's got a big lawn that she likes to mow all the time.
She could make some cash off this.
She could. I mean, it's only about 7 miles away, so it's not that long of a trip. Maybe she'll run it out this year.
I love it. Good stuff. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.